Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the MainStay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. MainStay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. MainStay Suites, live like home.
KVUE News Time is 8:27. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us, hopefully in some sort of air conditioning, Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese here this morning.
Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and yes, the air conditioning is working this morning, and thankful for that, but, you know, it's better than it could be. A couple mornings ago, it was 80 when I looked at the thermometer first, and so, you know, what was it, 74 overnight here, something like that?
Yes, 74 is the overnight low, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's 81 now, though.
And there's not much breeze. So
not a lot right now.
Yeah, let's hope that we can keep some air moving. So
yeah, anyway. let's do that. And we brought Brian in because he's essentially become our resident expert here on crop livestock matters, which is understandable given his position as Lyon County Extension's ag agent. And just driving out, Brian, a couple of times over the last 10 days looking at some of the crop conditions, it appears the crops are under stress from, I'm guessing here, the combination of heat and the ongoing drought. Is that what you're seeing as well?
That's really what we're seeing, and of course, some of the better soils, the crops are holding on a lot better, and there have been some timely sustaining rains. You know, it's really started off, and I think I've said it on here, I've talked with a number of folks, I really feel that we've had as good of crop stands and the crop looked as good as I can remember up until the last couple of weeks, simply because we've had some sustaining rains. We haven't had those large events, and we sure haven't run any water for the ponds and the pastures, but we need some of that. But the crops really were looking pretty good up until about the last week to 10 days. And I know the next couple days are really going to take a toll on that as well.
So what are we looking at? How's the corn?
Depends. Some of it looks pretty good yet. Drove past some last night that's actually on some of the better soil in the county. And, you know, it's holding on and looking pretty decent so far. Drove past some that's on some poorer ground that's scalding on top and firing from the bottom because we're running out of water. And that's the issue. We don't have any profile moisture, no subsoil moisture, because we haven't had those. We'll get a half inch or, you know, occasionally there was an inch that had gone through, but that didn't go very deep. And so we're living off of what's available, and the better soils typically are higher in organic matter, which does a better job of providing access to the water for those plant roots than our heavier clay soils are typically our less productive soils in this area. So
that makes a lot of sense.
It's the corn, probably we're going to have some yield. My guess is more typically we're losing quite a bit of test weight, and the kernels are just sort of shrinking here in the next few days. Then we aren't going to have the depth of kernel that we would like to have that potentially could have had. And with that, we aren't going to end up with a test weight that could be there. But the other side of that is I think that there's some of the corn that was planted fairly early, if it pollinated before we had that really hot spell of, what was it, right around we had it like 4 or 5 days, it was 100 degrees, last week or so of June. And that was about the time some of the corn was about to have some tassels and maybe some silks out, maybe just starting to pollinate. If it missed that and got pollinated, I think some of that corn is actually made. We'll still lose a little bit of test weight, but I think we're going to end up with some pretty good corn in some areas.
Well, that's better than it could be. That is for sure. How'd the wheat end up, Brian? Overall?
The wheat did end up better than it should, or than it could have been, you know, for no more moisture than we had. But the old adage is that wheat doesn't like wet feet, and we sure didn't have excessive moisture for the wheat crop this year. But there was, again, timely rainfall, just enough at an appropriate time. And there was a lot of 50, 60, even 70 bushel wheat in the area. And test weights typically were good. In this area, because it was dry and not like the western part of the state where it's wet, which you never say that, but, you know, we were able to get in, get the wheat cut, be done. And there's folks out in western northwest Kansas that still have wheat out there to cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're fighting through it because they've got a bunch of weeds that have come up, obviously, later in the season. Any weed control that you would have had has already long since run out. And, you know, it just got too wet on them to get out there and get the stuff cut. So the longer it stays out there, the lower the quality, test weight goes down. It just gets to be a mess. They've got wheat, they've got volume, but the value of it is going to continue to decline.
Understood. Brian Reese joining us here with Lyon County Extension as we talk about crop and livestock conditions here in a second. Beans are how are they looking right now?
Sorry about that. Beans are beans, and probably one of the more inefficient crops that we have. They're always looking for a place to abort flowers, abort pods, abort beans within pods. Some of them, the flowering has gone on fairly well. Driving around in the middle of the afternoon, sometimes those stupid beans will be sitting out there loving life. You know, they're just sitting out there with leaves opened up. Again, on the better soils, where you've got a little bit more organic matter, you're able to go ahead and have a little bit better access with the plant roots to the water that is there. On some of the thinner soils, some more upland soils, we're seeing some leaf rolling in the afternoon, and that's really starting to go ahead and cut into those yields. Anything that would be flowering at that point in time is not going to be able to go ahead and pollinate. Those flowers will abort. You may just have nodes, and you may see it on the plant. There may have been some beans low on the plant. There may be two or three nodes as you go up the plant. There might not be any pods. And then, hopefully, as we cool off, if we get some precipitation, as you guys are forecasting, maybe we'll get another flush of blooms farther up the plant. And, again, hopefully some potting, some bean fill, and get some decent yields. The plants overall don't look terrible in most situations across the county. I'd say that we've still got the potential for average to better bean yields at this point in time, but we need some precipitation, and we sure don't need another week or 10 days of today, tomorrow, Thursday.
Well, and we've been seeing some pretty good prices across the board overall, you know, wheat prices. What about the bean prices right now? What are you seeing?
I hadn't looked, but somebody told me that they hammered the prices yesterday.
Oh, did they? Okay.
And they were off pretty hard yesterday from what I, and again, we were in the Anderson building last night working on cleaning stuff up for the fair and talking with somebody there, and they said that they were off pretty hard yesterday. Saw something as I was coming in this morning or once I got here and said that, you know, looking at precipitation in Iowa from the first 4 months of the year, maybe, a lot of Iowa is about half of normal.
Yeah.
So with that kind of rainfall in a major production area like that, or lack of rainfall in a major production area like that, I'm sitting here scratching my head saying, okay, so why are you driving the prices down? And maybe it rained in Chicago. That's the other standing joke, you know. So the traders thought it rained, so, you know, prices were going to hammer the prices. I don't know, but did happen to see that this morning and know that that was something that apparently did happen yesterday.
All right. How the livestock holding up? Obviously, heat and dry weather, not a good recipe there, but how are things on the livestock front?
You know, talking with people that have been gathering and shipping some of the early season cattle, gains have been good. And we typically see that on drier years. The grass is, in wet years, it's something that I've always heard referred to as washy. And it just doesn't have the nutrient density that it does in a drier year. Somehow the nutrient load is diluted a little bit, and the cattle typically don't do as well in a wet year as they do in a dry year. You know, gains have been, most of what I've heard, been pretty easily over two, some of the 2.5 pounds per day range. You know, that's pretty standard to a little bit above average. The big concern has been water, access to water, and, you know, what kind of shape the grass is in once the cattle leave. And so there's been some folks that have had to ship early because of either lack of water or lack of access to water, or they hold water, or sometimes, depending on the stocking rates and where this pasture is located, some just ran out of grass and need to get them moved on to a feedlot someplace else or to another pasture. But overall, again, it's one of those things that the pastures are shorter than what we would typically see this time of year. But for the most part, there's been good gains on the cattle that have been out there. Again, hopefully if the pastures have already shipped and we get some cooling temperatures and some rainfall, that grass will recover fairly well, and be ready to hit it again next year.
How important is the stock ponding at this point in time right now, and those levels, especially when it comes maybe not only to the water supply, but if we do end up keeping the heat going for a while, really livestock health?
Obviously, a bigger pond, there's the more ability to go ahead and dilute any nutrient load that's in there. Haven't heard of much issue with potentially blue-green algae yet at this point in time, and that surprises me a little bit, because, you know, typically you think that as the temperatures warm up, water warms, nutrient is concentrated at lower levels, it provides a better environment for that blue-green algae to cause a bloom and cause a harmful bloom that could cause some issues. But so far that hasn't, at least I haven't heard of anybody that's had any issues with blue-green algae. But having a good rainfall event, getting some runoff, getting the ponds refilled, would probably go a long ways to minimizing that potential for the rest of the year.
Brian Reese with us here this morning on KVOE's Newsmaker 2, Lyon County Extension Ag Agents. Well, you touched on this briefly, Brian, but, you know, you and your colleagues have been very busy with the Lyon County Fair. Things are shifting into high gear as far as the 4-H'ers and the livestock events that will be in full force by the end of this week. Going to be a bit toasty on Friday because you've got, I think, the beef and bucket calf on Friday, and then the sheep and goats on Saturday. Looks like a low 90s that day, in the 80s on Sunday for the swine show. So looks like all told, not so bad, huh?
It's been worse, and, you know, hopefully the forecast continues to go the right direction. And I was a little bit concerned there a couple weeks ago, a little bit concerned last week as it started to look like, you know, things might have been in the upper 90s through most of the weekend. Maybe we're going to get lucky.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard it said, rather be lucky than good. hopefully we're able to get through there. And again, big shout out to everybody on the fair board that helps out with all the events out there, you know, getting stuff set up, getting it ready, helping with the arenas, getting them in good shape. You know, it takes a whole crew, and they're all volunteers too. You know, they're donating the time for the benefit of the kids on the 4-H side of things and the community on the other activities that take place during the fair. So I would encourage everybody to come on out. Like you said, all our livestock shows will all start at 8:30 Friday morning, Saturday morning, Sunday morning. Round robin showmanship will be Monday morning, so we'll see the best of the best, basically, of the showmanship for the intermediates and the seniors. And that is always a good time. And really, I'd encourage everybody to come out, especially Monday evening, as a buyer. The 4-H premium sale is Monday evening, and it sounds like that. What, you're talking a high of, what, 82, 83 on Monday?
It's going to be pretty close to that.
Yeah.
Maybe some rain, too. When was the last time we were able to have that combination?
No. Don't remember.
Don't recall.
Don't recall that. But, you know, it will be welcome.
Well,
it will be welcome.
Again, once again, we're going to be providing live streaming coverage of the livestock shows out at the show arena. Now, if I'm testing my own memory here, but you and Corinne and Travis were in here last week on the Talk of Emporia doing a fair preview. Was Corinne talking about beef numbers being down a bit this year, Brian?
Actually, no. Beef numbers have been holding up.
Okay.
Fairly good.
Maybe it's the bucket calves.
Bucket calves are way down. Okay. You know, typically we would have a whole side of an alley in the beef barn with bucket calves or almost, you know, 20, 25. And we've got 10 that were entered this year.
Okay.
No real reason why, unless it's just, you know, some of those kids have aged up a little bit. And we do have about the same number, maybe a few more market beef animals entered.
Okay, good.
And got some breeding heifers that are entered. So, you know, it's good numbers on the beef side of things. The meat goats were pretty stable. Let's see if I find the right piece of paper. I didn't think about that. I had written that down someplace, and I don't see it at the top of the pile. the place where we've really gone down this year is on the swine side of things. Swine numbers are down considerably for whatever reason. Sheep numbers are pretty stable with where they've been for years. So, it's not a bad thing if it's going to be as warm as it is that swine numbers are down. We can get the pigs spread out a little bit so that they aren't having two to a pen, and that gives them a little bit better opportunity to get some air moving. And again, the kids do a real good job of getting some fans on the animals, getting them down to the wash rack, getting them hosed off, getting them cooled down, keeping them cool and comfortable as much as possible.
Outstanding. Well, Brian, I appreciate the update here with us today. And, you know, given what we were having, specifically the last couple of, months with drought and the last week or so with heat, honestly, this report is a lot better than I thought it would be.
Well, again, I think it all starts off to the fact that we've had a good opportunity early in the season to get things off to a good start, good stands. Everything got up fairly uniform. And we've had some timely, not large amounts, but timely precipitation events in most of the area. And again, I talked to somebody yesterday, and there's corn silage being cut down around Gridley. We don't have to get very far away, and things are really ugly. Some things down in Greenwood County, there were some folks who were hauling water to cattle on grass starting the season out, and really haven't so. We have been somewhat blessed in our little part of the world right here, and I was sort of that way last year, but don't have to get very far away, and things get to be pretty testy.
Well, Brian, again, thanks for your time, and we'll see you at the fair.
Hey, we'll look forward to it, and thank you guys again for the coverage that you guys do. Enjoy hearing the reports in the morning of all the 4-H activities.
Yeah.
Really enjoy the opportunity you guys the work you put in to doing the live broadcast of the, I'm still waiting to listen to one of those and listen to the play-by-play on that.
Awesome.
Somebody needs to be the color analyst.
I tell you what, you up for it?
you might not like some of the color.
All right, Brian, appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese on our Newsmaker 2 segment, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker 2 segments, it's 8:20 every weekday morning. Let us know, 620-342-1400. This week is full, but tomorrow we'll have members of the Emporia High School Band talking about an upcoming fundraising disc golf tournament this weekend.
Oh, all right, and our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites here in Emporia, the Extended Stay Hotel. Call them today about booking their private meeting room for your next business or organization's meeting needs. Call 343-7756. That's Mainstay Suites, 846. Now the headlines from ABC.
The search continues in Haiti for the New Hampshire nurse and her daughter, both reportedly kidnapped from the humanitarian aid organization near Port-au-Prince last week. The U.S. government also repeating the warnings for Americans inside the country. ABC's Matt Rivers.
The State Department reissuing a travel advisory, ordering all non-emergency government personnel and family members to leave the country amid its growing civil unrest. Gang violence exploding in Haiti's capital in the last 2 years, with extortion and kidnapping key ways for gangs to make money.
Former President Donald Trump says he is waiting for an indictment to come any day now in this Jack Smith special counsel investigation into the former president's alleged role in trying to overturn the 2020 election. The man suspected of murdering at least three women and burying their remains along Gilgo Beach on Long Island appears in court today. The man who murdered 11 people inside a Pittsburgh synagogue 5 years ago could be sentenced today. Robert Bowers could face the death penalty or life in prison. The jury in his case is deliberating. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watch Lyon County 4-H livestock shows from the Lyon County Fair live on KBOE-TV at KBOE.com. On Friday morning, August 4th, see the Beef Show at 8:30 and the Bucket Calf Show in the afternoon at 5:30. On Saturday morning, August 5th, the Sheep Show will air at 8:30, immediately followed by the Goat Show. Then on Sunday, August 6th, it's the Swine Show at 8:30 a.m. Live video streaming of the Lyon County 4-H livestock shows on KBOE-TV at KBOE.com is brought to you by F&F Feeds and Frontier Farm Credit.
KBOE Live and Local Sunshine, 81 degrees, and the news continues at 8:48 with the headlines. Local headlines, a service of ESB Insurance and Financial Services. Call Fred Harder at 340-9925. From the 24-hour KBOE newsroom, here's Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Ron. Good morning, everybody. A wreck involving a pickup and semi near Emporia yesterday initially led to fears of significant injury for the person hospitalized, but Emporia Fire Battalion Chief Tony Fuller says the crash victim, who is 43-year-old Joshua Mantooth of El Dorado, was actually treated and released. That wreck happening on the turnpike about 3 miles to the southwest of the Emporia Gate. Water main breaks have been really a rough go here for Public Works since Saturday morning, and Weaver Street's been the epicenter here in Emporia, with now 8 different water main breaks since early Saturday, 3 of them taking place all north of 6th Avenue yesterday. Lyon County residents need to be watching for the official revenue neutral notices in their mailbox here this week. Lyon County Clerk Tammy Vopot says assessed valuations, proposed budgets, and tentative differences in tax amounts per district will all be included in that statement as it comes out. And Mulready's Pub becomes the SOS first local bar to be involved in the Safe Bar training after joining the Safe Bar Alliance 5 years ago. SOS Executive Director Connie Cahoon says she's glad that Mulready's has stepped up to be a safe bar.
We are very grateful that they are so willing to step up and be a good community partner and help in the fight against domestic violence, sexual assault.
Details coming up here a little after 9:05 this morning. Your forecast from the TV 13 weather team, sunny and hot. Air temperature of 100, heat index readings 103 to 1.